He's the only founding father in a sports hall of fame. The amazing story of the eldest signer of the Declaration of Independence is next on The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
He was born on January 17, 1706, the son of a chandler, a craft that involved making soap and candles. If up to the family, that might have been Benjamin Franklin's trade for life.
He discovered he did not want to be a candle maker. Fortunately for him, being one of 17 children, he had an older brother who was an established printer in Boston.
Bob Grau says the relationship with James was difficult, though, with the brothers often at odds over their family and work relationship. After 5 years, Benjamin broke his apprenticeship and left Boston. It was in Philadelphia where Benjamin honed his skill as a writer and printer and became a well-known name in the colonies.
He ends up with the largest selling newspaper in the colonies. It was called the Pennsylvania Gazette. He has an extremely well-selling book, of course, Poor Richard's Almanac.
At a time when there were literally hundreds of almanacs, Franklin's version sold well. The almanac contained stories from Richard Saunders, Poor Richard, and his wife. In order to find out what happened to the couple, readers had to buy the next edition the following year to get the continuation of the story. He also was a government printer and even printed some of the colony's currency. It all made for a very successful printing business.
He became wealthy enough that he could get out of the active business world at the age of 42. Now, he lived to be 84, so technically half of his life was in retirement, but it was his involvement and success as a businessman and a printer which enabled him to gain two things that most people say they never have enough of, and that's time and money.
Not only was he a printer and statesman, but a scientist and inventor. In fact, his first invention, swim fins, was developed because of his passion for swimming. Surprisingly most, Benjamin Franklin is a member of the International Swimming Hall of Fame. Traveling the Countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.